G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Hugh Grant for breakfast on Triple M.
And a big good morning to you wherever you are across the Limestone Coast this morning. The World Cup final has taken place. France are the winners. Viva la France! When it comes to the Red Hot Summer Tour, there's great news there as well. Donald Trump has been visiting the Queen. There is a lot of stuff to talk about there. These are some of the things that have gone on over what was a great weekend in the Limestone Coast. Hopefully you had a cracker time. It's time for us to get back into work mode, looking at the week ahead.
Ewan Grant. For breakfast.
Triple M. On 963 Triple M, it seems that Aussie wheat prices are going up, so we might see staples like bread increase in price over the next couple of months. It's one of the things that's making news this morning. To find out what else is making news, I've got Karcher with me. Good morning.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local headlines, two Mount Gambier residents have been charged with serious drug offences. A house in Mount Burr has been destroyed by fire. Locals are being reminded to keep their heating sustainable as the winter months continue. And the 2019 Red Hot Summer Tour Series 3 will be headed to Mount Gambier. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Make sure you listen out after 7, by the way, because I've got a fantastic guest that we're going to talk to all about what is going to take place for the next Red Hot Summer Tour for 2019. I cannot wait to have him on the phone.
The Limestone Coasts 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. I am going to be catching up with one of the members of Dragon later on this morning because Dragon are one of the headline acts for the Red Hot Summer Tour for 2019. John Farnham is the main attraction, the headline act for what is going to be a sensational concert experience. Daryl Braithwaite, John Stevens, Vanessa Amorosi, Thirsty Merc and Dragon all in one place, all here in the Limestone Coast and all performing at the Old Jail. It's going to be massive and we are going to talk more about it right the way across the morning, right here on your local 963 Triple.
You and Graham.
For breakfast.
One of the things that's in the news with Karcher this morning, CFS crews have responded to a house fire at Mount Burr. I saw the post to alert people that there was smoke in the area on one of my Facebook feeds over the course of the weekend. It always reminds me that we are very, very lucky to have volunteers like the CFS crews who go out to battle blazes, whether they be a house fire or something else. And it always amazes me that there are people within our community who are willing to run headlong into what I think is danger. Most people run away from fires, not into them. And to think that the CFS crews are always on hand, ready to help out, especially in instances where there's a house fire. It's caused thousands of dollars worth of damage. Karcher's going to give us more details in the next 5 or 10. But always amazes me. And a big shout out to all of our emergency services who do just incredible jobs across the Limestone Coast.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
It is your local 963 Triple M. World Cup has finished up and Croatia, unfortunately, have gone down to France. If you're up earlier this morning to watch it, I'd love to hear from you this morning. 13 2710 is the number to call. Now, the World Cup isn't the only thing that's making news this morning. The 12 young boys from the Thailand cave preparing to leave hospital, which is absolutely fantastic news. But unfortunately, they've come to a heartbreaking realisation. The painful news about the team that rescued them and the tragic loss of life of one member who fought valiantly to save these young kids. It's news this morning that the kids have only just found out about.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Triple M, Kennedy and Malloy kick off on your radio this afternoon after Jars and Louis. 4 o'clock is when it is all going to take place. You can find out more online at triplem.com.au. While you are there, let me tell you, there is some amazing prizes that we are giving you the chance to win. Some amazing experiences just by being a member of the Triple M Club. At the moment, we have got our Feel Good Family Escape, a winter warm-up like no other, a chance for you to have 5 nights on the Gold Coast on us. It's all thanks to Altigua Air on Broadbeach. For the ultimate Gold Coast getaway, you can go to altiguaresorts.com.au to find out more about it. You can jump online to the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page because there is a beautiful photo of the views from Altigua Air on Broadbeach, and jump online to triplem.com.au. Make sure you're in with a chance to win because you never know. Al, the captain of the club, could be calling your mobile phone to say, hey, I got 5 nights on the Gold Coast and it's all yours. How cool would that be? Jump online to triplem.com.au. Make sure you're a Triple M Club member and we will see if we can make you a winner. All thanks to Altigua Air on Broadbeach, the ultimate Gold Coast getaway.
You and Grant.
Triple M. 963 Triple M. Mark Williams from Dragons going to join me later on this morning. Milo is going to be in the studio talking local sport. And later on the day, we are going to spend some time doing some footy tipping with Pity, or at least looking back at the weekend that was in the world of AFL. Now, over the weekend, there's been a lot of news about Donald Trump. Donald Trump has been over in Europe and the UK, and he's been talking NATO, he's been talking Brexit, and he has had a visit with the Queen. One of the things that made headlines across the globe was his snub to the Queen because he didn't take royal protocol all that seriously, I don't think. I think he read the book on royal protocol. He maybe threw it out the window afterwards and went, I'll just do my own thing. But he has said that the Queen was beautiful, fantastic, and a very sharp woman. He also told Theresa May that she should sue the EU over Brexit, which would have been an interesting conversation, I am sure.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
After seven, I want to talk about something that I was told many, many years ago. If you if you're feeling a little anxious, upset, a little angry, and you're firing off an email to somebody, you should write that email. You should walk away for 5, 10 minutes, maybe an hour. You should come back to that email and then you should delete it forever. And that is what Elon Musk should have done when he took to Twitter over the course of the weekend. One of the other things that's making news this morning, and I got to admit, if there is one thing that I truly hate about my job, it is that there is so much death, destruction and tragedy in the world. And this morning, Courtney and the national news team are talking all about a horrific act that has taken place in Perth. Police believe the victims of a horrific crime in Perth are a mother and her 2 children. They continue to question a 19-year-old man who is in custody. And Courtney and the team are going to give us the details very soon on Triple M.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M. I am so excited. For the last couple of days, I have had to be absolutely mum, totally quiet, and I am terrible with secrets. Red Hot Summer Tour is coming back to the Limestone Coast, and we found out about it last night. A man who is going to be here, he fronts Dragon as we speak. Mark Williams, g'day.
G'day, Ewan.
Mate, what's it going to be like to come back to the Limestone Coast? Because you guys were here a number of years ago.
That's right. That's the first time ever, too. It's like, why haven't we been this place before? Because, I mean, that's a fantastic venue, the jail there, just brilliant. It was a couple of years ago with Ice House. We came there and really loved it. We really loved it because we were on first and we could go and go to the pub after that. Sorry, no. We didn't actually. We went to a cafe.
Mark, what's it like to be part of the Red Hot Summer Tour? Because it is really the premier tour going around the nation at the moment.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it. I mean, we kind of found out not long before you did that we were going to be doing it. And it's kind of like a shock. You're talking some wonderful artists like Johnny Farnham. Whoa. Hello. Daryl Braithwaite, John Stevens, Vanessa Amorosi. I mean, that voice, I can't believe someone like that has got a voice like that.
I must admit, I was in Sydney a couple of years ago at a trade show for radio, and Vanessa was performing to what was only about 100 of us, and boy, is her voice a knockout. What's it like to be able to knock around with other Aussie artists that you might not necessarily have been able to gig with before?
Well, that's the only person, I've done it with Daryl Braithwaite and John Stevens, but no, none of the others before. So it's kind of looked tentative, you know, kind of like shy hello. How are you? At first.
And then the tour continues and it gets all out.
Yeah. As it progresses, we digress.
Mark, what keeps you guys coming back to the stage?
I'm sorry?
What keeps you guys coming back to the stage?
Oh, what drives us? I just think I don't know. It's a skill. You've got to have a lot of courage to get up there on stage. And I think once you get through that barrier, I think it's the joy, the interaction, absolutely the interaction between audience and us. And, you know, I think that happens with every band or solo artist that works on stage. It's that connection. I think that's what drives us. To connect, and if you've got the songs and you've got a repertoire that has connected in the past, you find that if you still present it as passionately as it was when it was first recorded, then you know you maintain that connection and hopefully draw in a few new people.
And Mark, what's it like to be playing songs from Dragon from, you know, decades that people still want to hear today? I mean, that must give you a great feeling.
You know, I never tire of singing songs that have done really well. I mean, it's basically not about us as a band or Dragon, not about me or anything like that. It's actually the song has taken over. So, you know, I think we have a right, and it's our privilege, but also it's, you know, that's what we should be doing. We should be singing, you know, those sort of songs, that song for that audience, and the reaction will always be the same. You know, something that stays in the heart and minds of somebody will never change, you know?
Absolutely sensational to have you on the show. Thank you very much for taking some time out to have a chat to us.
My pleasure, Ewan, and I can't wait to get out there.
On 963 Triple M, Dragon, just one of the headline acts that are going to be performing next year as part of the Red Hot Summer Tour. James from the Old Jail, he's going to join me later on this morning. We're going to tell you all about how you can get tickets. But the big thing is, if you are looking to grab tickets from Thursday for the Red Hot Summer Tour, do not get them from Via GoGo. That will only lead to an awful lot of heartache.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman, Mount Gambier.
On 963 Triple M, each and every Monday morning, Milo and I do our best to keep you up to date with what is going on in the world of sport after what has been a massive weekend. And should I say, by the way, that it's more Milo than me. He joins me in the studio. Milo, good morning.
Well, if you didn't push the buttons, I wouldn't go to air. So
well,
there
true,
you go. It's
true.
Quite simple. No, no jock announcer or whatever we're calling you these days. Airways consultant. Yeah, good morning, Limestone Coast, and we're in the heart of winter, but it's the run home to the finals across the winter sports, of course. Now, Western Border Footy, Super 6. Now, on the weekend, compliments of MAC, which is a Motor Accident Commission. There's a medal presented across the three leagues to each game to the player who impacts the result in a major way, basically a game changer, stealing a phrase. Now, in Western Border, West Gambia defeated South Gambia by 41 points, and Tommy Holmes kicked 2 goals, and he picked up the MAC medal. So well done, Tommy. Keep pumping that iron. And look after all your mates. Now, South Gambia's Henry Capewell with 2 goals. Now, East Gambia journeyed over to Island Park, where they like to play because they beat North Gambia to win the premiership last year. And East are starting to get a few players back. They've still got Matty Scanlon overseas. Jesse Fry wasn't in the list, and Corbin Johnson. And they took on the Caston Cats, who hadn't lost a game all year. Well done to the Bulldogs, because woof, woof, they knocked off the top team, and they had their champion ruckman, Will McDonald, out, which you'll never get argument out of me about ruckman. First use of the ball is so important, but you can only beat what they put up, and a good game in it by all reports, East winning by 23 points. And Mark Rumbelow, assistant coach, perhaps one of his best games ever for East Gambia. He led from the front and kicked 6 goals, and for that he picked up the MAC medal. For Caston Sanford, it was Callum Curry with 2 goals there at Island Park. Now, Millicent and North clashed, and Millicent were out of the block, 7-4-1 goal, but they stretched it out and won by 76 points. For Millicent, Dylan
Dylan Bromley with 5 and Hamish Nitschke with 3. Now, Tom Hutchison picked up his second Mac medal, so he's making a habit of it. Well done, Tommy. Now, the CUB Carlton Draft Polo shirt, and I give this for valuable player, compliments to Commercian Ricky Dalby, CUB rep, went to Hamish Nitschke, and I thought he was very efficient for his possessions, very clean, and he kicked those 3 goals at crucial stages. Moving now to Mid-South East footy, the Family League, of course. Klangadu defeated Tandanula by 64 points. Ben Gregory, led the way for the Do with 3 goals. And for Tand, it was Braden Riley with 2. Klangadu's Mitch Lowe's had a really good season. Might be interesting. He should get a few votes in the medal. Well, he picked up the Mac medal, so well done there. Now, Mount Burr absolutely thumped Nangwari with a percentage booster. They're in top spot, of course. 43-26 to 1 goal. Ouch, 278 points. And do something, that's the word. Now, no details supply, but I can tell you that leading goal kicker going into the round, Jack Gregory, didn't play, so he stays on 49, so that gives everyone else a chance to catch up. Now, the Mac medal, I do know, went to Chris Puardi, who is back at the club this year and playing good footy from the Mount Burr Mozzies. Now, Robe and Hatherley clashed, and this was a game Hatherley really had to win to have any chance of making the final four. It's going to be harder now because they went down by 34 points, and in the goals, Kane Cuthbertson, who travels from Robe, from Bordertown to play with 7 goals. Jack Kelly coached with 5 and Craig Pitt with 3. Now he leads the goal kicking for the league with 51 now. Now Hatherley's leading goal kicker, congratulations on his 300th, Matt Faulkner. He bagged 5 and sits second on the goal kicking with 50 goals. Now the Mac medal went to Jed Jarrett, another Bordertown connection from the Robe Club there. Now Glencoe, they're out of the 4 by percentage, but they got a bye this week because they defeated Congrong by 37 points. Adam Gregory with 4 goals. Brad Mitchell with 3. For Congrong, it was Jack Mullen with 3. And well done, Zach Cox. He picked up the Mac medal, coach of Glencoe, of course. Now, the big league, K&T, round 13, lucky for some. Keith had a percentage booster against Padaway by 116 points. Gee, that margin surprised me. The Crows are flying. Benny Simons with 6 goals, takes his tally to 72, heading for 100. He can do it. And Keith Henry Wilhelm, you guessed it, he won the Mac medal. Narra Court had a 43-point victory over Bordertown. Robbie Jones with 3 goals for the Demons, while for the Roosters, cock-a-doodle-doo, it was Nicholas Hample. And the Mac medal went to Nathan Davey from Narra Court. Panola had a 30-point victory over Colby Bowlight. Brady Foster's kicking goals, and he got another 7. Catch me, Hoggett, he says. Colby's Lachlan McGregor with 3, and Brady Foster caught the eye of the selectors, and he won the Mac medal as well. Good weekend there for him. And Mundalla absolutely smacked Kingston by 181 points. James Hinge legs 11 goals, and Jake McGrice with 5. And James Hinge, he picked up the Mac medal as the standout player there. KLU, lucky last, they're top of the roost, hunting for their first flag since 1988. They defeated Border Districts by 25 points. In the goals, Nick Murphy, the coach, with 5, and he travels from Adelaide, and he's been reappointed for next season. And Border Districts' Nathan McIver and Sean Mansell led the way there with 3 goals. And Liam Vivian from KLU picked up the Mac medal. And on the biggest stage, well done to the South East boys who were part of the under-16 Aussie Rules National Championship win up in Brisbane at the Gabba on Friday, and that was the Kingston boys, Hagen Wright and Luke Pegler, and we won't forget Will Schriever from Keith. They beat Metro Vic to emulate the under-18s by 12 points, so they're no doubt in the radar now for AFL draft, so good luck to them for the rest of their footy as they progress.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Have you ever written an email or a text that you shouldn't have? Have you ever said something on the telephone that maybe you've regretted afterwards? I know I have numerous occasions, first to put my hand up about it. But in this world of social media that we are in these days, in the 24-hour news cycle that we're in, some things amaze me when I read about them. Shannon Knoll, for instance, is back in the news today. He still reckons that he would have loved somebody to hit the idiot who tossed a beer can on stage last week. Now, you'd think that Shannon would have learned from the last week of social media that he really should just be quiet, let it pass, and get on with things. One of the other people at the moment who is making headlines for all the wrong reasons this morning is a bloke who up until probably the last week, I would have said is one of the most brilliant men on the planet, one of the people that I looked up to, Elon Musk. Now, Elon is not having a good week. He decided that when the world looked the other way at one of his inventions to try and help save the Thailand boys stuck in the cave, that he would say some incredibly stupid things. He did all this last week. And over the weekend, he let his emotions get the better of him. And I'm truly not sure what he was thinking, but he decided to call one of the rescuers a pedophile. And he did that on Twitter. Now, seriously, when you get to a certain level of fame and infamy, there should be people around you who tell you that this is a silly idea and that you should not do that. And I suppose we all have it to some degree, because we all let our emotions take over us and we all say silly things every now and again. But Elon is just proving that when you write something, you should always walk away from it. You should always come back to it, maybe an hour, maybe a couple of hours later, and then you should just delete it and start again, because well, the world is looking at Elon a little sillily today, because he has been incredibly foolish.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Oh, we have talked some sport this morning, but there's still lots to go. We're going to catch up with Hilly from the Pioneers later on this morning. Milo is back in my studio. There's lots more to talk about.
You're talking Hilly and the Pioneers. It all happened Friday night, and the Geelong Supercats come over. They were roaming the streets, still around about five, so obviously got an interesting preparation, and it got them through because they defeated the Kaztec Real Pioneers 89-72, so the job's ahead of our boys. So we still can make that final eight, but relying on other sides and winning our two games this forthcoming weekend. Well done, Luke Jamieson, 20 points and 8 rebounds. Tom Daly with 15 and Alex Marzette with 14. Now, a nice sunny day on Saturday for the netballers and Western Border Super 6. It was West 68 defeating South Gambia 44. Millicent 71, too good for North 52. 1-2 there. There's a message. Mm-hmm. East Gambia 69 defeated Caston Sanford 31. Now, K&T up the track a bit. It was Keys 77 defeating Padua 35, Narracourt 54 in the close one defeating Border Town 49, and Panola even closer, 49 got over Colby Bowlight 48, and a draw, Mundala 49 drew with Kingston 49. 49 is the tally, and KLU 54 defeated Border Districts 48 there. Now, Mid-Southeast, Mount Burr 76 defeated Nangwari 57, and Tantanilla 41 went down to Klangadu 69, and Congrong 29 lost to Glencoe 68. And lucky last, Hatherley 75, too good for close neighbour, the Roe Brewsterettes 35. Turning to Zocca, and of course yesterday we had the boys and the men go around, and a few girls sprinkled in there as well amongst the ranks. Big thank you to Katrina Hockey for that comprehensive result sheet coming through last night early. Apollo and Blue Lake, well, that was a 2-2 draw, and for Apollo, Stuart Wallace was on target with 2. Narracourt defeated Millicent 3-2. Well done, Jamie Snedden. Good morning, Millicent, with 2 goals there. And Centrals, it was that number, 55-2, sorry, over Portland. And, gee, this is an interesting one. Portland, Raz Van Atto Diresi, he snuck through 2 goals. So Portland are improving all the time. They might play in finals. Now, the Bendigo Bank Southeast Women's Football Association, under 15s, of course, all Saturday, these games. Apollo City 6, they defeated United Zip. And Millicent lost to Inter 7 Zip. Sharpshooter Ella Duty, 2 goals. Good morning, Maddie. Now, in the seniors, Apollo City 1 lost to United 2. Millicent 6 with Letitia Izzo on target with 4, defeating Wanderers no score. And Portland 1, they had a draw with Centrals there. Now, up in Queensland, where all the national championships are in winter, our under-18 state country men were up there, coached by Daniel Stratford from Mount Gambier, of course. He now lives in Adelaide. Manager Roger Hammond, Harry McGuinness from Narracourt, Oliver Thompson, and
from Mount Gambier, and also Sam Thompson from Narracourt. Those boys had a good carnival and finished fourth, so that was quite a good. Girls didn't go so well. They finished ninth, and the under-16 women, Emily Dorr from Mount Gambier. It was Madison Haggett, co-captain from Millicent, of course. Sarah Nolte from Mount Gambier. Won't forget, via Panola, Georgia Winter from Millicent. Now, Huey South Gambier Footy Club, they've managed to secure the services of Jack Ruvolt, a star forward for the Premiership aspirants once again. Richmond, Jack Ruvolt. That'll be Monday the 30th of July, and that'll all happen in a hurry because they're going to be looking to pack the place. And what a night that'd be, particularly if you're a Richmond supporter. $40 pre-purchase tickets and $50 at the door, and all that information's on the club Facebook site. And get
only
along
a couple of weeks
here,
away.
Yeah, Big Jack, he'll be flying high. Show me the money at South Gambier. So going along nicely. A little bit of a hiccup for the Tigers, but they're probably needed that to bring them back to earth, Jack.
Do you reckon they're going to be back in the grand final this year?
Well, it's going to be interesting because they've had a pretty good run with injuries and there's a bit of footy to go, and a lot of clubs start putting a bit of extra legwork into the players at this stage, so we'll have a few upsets, no doubt. You and Grant
for breakfast. Triple M.
Triple M, I have got exceptional news. Red Hot Summer Tour is coming back to the Limestone Coast. A man who knows all about it is James from the Old Jail. James, g'day.
How you going, mate? How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. It's been a while since we talked.
It's been a little while.
Red Hot Summer Tour, though, is coming back. It's going to be a little bit later this year, from what I understand. Next year.
Correct, correct. The first one I did 3 years ago was in January. The second one in February. To get the lineup that I was after, we had to push it out as the third lot of dates and lineups. So pretty exciting with the lineup we've got. So hopefully it's a Red Hot August, autumn day.
Now, who is going to be performing? Because it's just been released.
It has. So John Farnham is going to be headlining, which is fantastic news for the region.
Man, that is going to be sensational, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really important. A lot of people, I've been getting a lot of response the last month or two. You know, is Jimmy Barnes playing again? For me, it's really important as the headline act to try to diversify and not just have the one type of rock show. Mm. So obviously Susie Quattro this year got a different dynamic of a lot more ladies that used to love Susie Quattro back in the day, a lot more older couples. And John Farnham was one of those Australian greats that'll definitely draw a crowd to Mount Gambier. So super excited to have him as headline.
Now, who else is going to be coming along as part of the card? Because it's always massive.
It is. Darryl Braithwaite's coming back again. He was fantastic a couple of years ago at the Mount, so he enjoyed his time. So he'll be coming back. Vanessa Amoroso, Thirsty Merc, which is exciting. Dragon and John Stevens from Noiseworks, who will be playing most of his Noiseworks greatest hits.
It's just sensational. Now, from what I understand, mate, tickets go on sale this week to be part of the Red Hot Summer Tour in August.
Correct. Thursday they come out from the Old Jail and on the official site Ticketmaster. So they're the main two. Just a bit of a heads up, please, people, don't go and buy a go-go. Make sure that when you do Google and you do buy your tickets, if you don't come down to the jail, that you make sure that you go to an official outlet like Ticketmaster.
Yeah, Viagogo is just going to rip you off.
Basically, it's just going to rip you off. So please make sure that people that research it, please make sure you get the right ticket outlet before buying tickets.
And James, as you say, tickets are available from the Old Jail.
Yes, correct. It's really important. It's obviously a show that I bring to Mount Gambier, and a lot of people in the region still have trouble with NBN or not computer savvy like myself. So it's a good opportunity if you are local just to pop down to the jail and buy tickets directly in your hand. Doesn't have the additional costs as delivery fees and things like that. So basically come down to the jail, you get a ticket in your hand, and away you go.
Now, James, you must be pretty excited at this roll-up because you're a bit of a rocker yourself.
I just love live music. I've tried to, like I said earlier, I've tried to bring different types of music and different genres to Mount Gambier. So I sort of started with Listen Esso in 2011, and then, you know, a couple of hip-hop bands like Hilltop Hoods and then Xavier Rudd. So, you know, to have a show, a circus-type show like the Red Hot Summer Tour, to be fourth year in a row in Mount Gambier is a huge coup for the region. And I've never been able to play a musical instrument, but I can definitely bellow out the tunes just like the best of us. So, it's really exciting for myself and my wife, Melissa, and obviously for Mount Gambier in the region. So I don't believe John Farnham's played here for probably 20 or 30 years, which is fantastic coup to get him, such a high-calibre artist, to Mount Gambier.
Hey, James, it is going to be sensational, and I cannot wait to talk to you about it across the year because it's going to be mammoth. As always, thanks for joining us on the show this morning, man.
My absolute pleasure, Ewan. Thank you. Ewan
Grant for
breakfast. Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
963 Triple M sport galore happening after what was a massive weekend. To find out what was going on out at the Ice House on Friday night, we have got the coach of the Pioneers on the line.
Of course, you're correct, Ewan. It's Richard Hill, Keswick Rural Supplies, and 72-89 was the final scoreline, and the Geelong Supercats come over. They take away the chocolates. Good morning, coach.
How you doing, Milo? You and you guys have a good weekend?
Yes, certainly did. Now, it's all about conversion, and that was our problem.
You're kind, Milo. We were pretty stinky. We were stinky on Friday night. We didn't play at all well. There wasn't any areas that we could, other than Luke Jamieson, who did convert very well, but everyone else was poor, but our defense was horrible. It didn't really matter what we were trying to do. We certainly didn't do any of it up to speed and got our backside handed to us.
Luke Jamieson, 20-8 rebounds. Tom Daly under pressure, obviously 15, and Alex Marzette with 14. 9 wins, 9 losses. Now the final 8, the door and the windows are shut, but Hilly, the skylight's just slightly open still.
Yeah, the results on the weekend, maybe the world's turned for us. We haven't had much luck all year, but like all the results, well, I was looking there on Saturday night, and I've gone, wow, like this is opening right up for us. So at the same time, Milo, we've actually got to win 2 games against two pretty good teams. So, look, that can be our only focus. And then we've got to, there's only one other result that we need to go our way, really, which is Hobart beating Northwest Tassie. If that happens and we win our 2 games, we'll be in. So I didn't think that was going to be a possibility, mate.
There you go. She's not over till she's over, till that large person gurgles. Now, dare I ask you, did we come away reasonably clear in the body injury stakes?
No, we didn't, actually. Oh. Lewis done his AC joint in his shoulder. So we sort of ruled him out for next weekend, which was the prognosis from the physio. But I guess given the state of play, we've got to somehow try and get him to the line, on the weekend. So, yeah, that's an injury that should have pretty much done him. But we were talking about that yesterday and seeing what we can do to see if we can actually get him out on court on Friday night.
Okay, work on that. Hope the week goes well. And as you highlighted, Friday night, the Ice House Melbourne, 9 wins, 10 losses. They sit 11th. And then Saturday night on the road, we're off to Sandringham, who are the giant killers lately, 7-12. So destiny in our own hands. Enjoy the week. The best of Coach Cadden. We'll have a chat on Friday morning, Hilly.
Yeah, well, Milo, at least we're still in with a shot. There's nothing worse than finishing the season out, not being in with a chance. So we're in with a shot, and we can have a big week and see what we can do Friday night.
Go Pioneers. You and Grant. For
breakfast. Guy is back this afternoon. He is going to tell you all about a winter escape on us here at the Limestone Coast Triple M. 5 nights on the Gold Coast. Altigua Air on Broadbeach is where it's all taking place. You can also find out the details at triplem.com.au. Make sure you join Guy after 12. Ray Hadley's in after we update news, sport and weather. It is coming up next. Have a great day.